old Mr. Grumble, he did swear by every leaf on a tree that he could do more work in a day than his wife could do in three. So Mrs. Grumble said to him, "You shall have trouble now, for you shall do the work in the house, and I'll go follow the plow. And don't forget the mooly cow, for fear she will go dry. And don't forget to feed the pig that growls beneath the sty. I can't get those notes anywhere. And you must watch the speckled hen, for fear she'll lay a stray. And don't forget to spool the yarn that I spun yesterday. So Mrs. Grumble took the whip to go and follow the plow. And Mr. Grumble took the pail to go and milk the cow. She looked at him. He did watch for the speckled hen, for fear she lay astray. But he quite forgot to spool the yarn his wife spun yesterday. You can make up a tune to this. The cow looked at him and hooked at him and wrinkled up her nose. Then she hit him a kick in the chin, and the blood ran to his toes. He watched the speckled hen, for fear she lay astray. But he quite forgot to spool the yarn his wife spun yesterday. I left out a verse. He went to feed the little pig that dwelled beneath the sty. He hit his head up on a beam, and the brains began to fly. He looked at the sky, he looked at the sun. He thought it had been a very long day, and his wife would never come home. There is better than the last verse, but I can't remember.